I'd never heard of this until recently, this idea of decentralized VPNs. Anybody heard of that yet? There's only a couple of them yet. And one of them is this next project, who the founder, Alexander Latrieve, is here with us today. And he's a blockchain specialist, IT specialist, security specialist. And in some circles, he's kind of a legend because he created privacy tools for activists in Russia and elsewhere to use to avoid tracking and things like that. So I'm really excited to have him to join us virtually. Please welcome Alexander. Thank you, brother, for being here. Give him a warm welcome. All right, brother, it's yours for the next little bit here. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for introduction. So, yeah, it's nice to get connected to you guys today and speak on that particular event. That was a great speech given by Glenn previously about the privacy and importance of it. So, yeah, as you already heard, I'm working on a certain products which is meant to bring back privacy to our own hands. And our own product is decentralized VPN. So yeah, let's talk about VPNs for a little bit. So after the massive speech that Edward Snowden gave to the outer world about the mass global surveillance programs that United States and a number of other governments are running, everybody became much more concerned about their own privacy than they were before. And people started to investigate how can they protect themselves online. And they found out that there is such a technology as a VPN, and they started to use it in order to protect themselves online, protect the traffic, their data, and also to combat censorship, because certain governments don't want you to read some particular news or visit some particular websites, and they block it for you there in your country, and the only option for you to get there is to use VPN. But are those VPN services are that safe, actually? Well, not really. So yeah, what I would like to do is to give it a slight review of a VPN services by giving you a one number, which is insane. So how does it sound if I tell you that 105 VPN services all around the globe are running just by 24 companies? So maybe you can find some of the VPN services that you used there on the list. There's a like biggest groups of companies which are running those VPN services. For example, NordVPN running Surfshark, NordVPN, and Atlas VPN service. There is such a company called Cape Technologies. They're running CyberGhost, Private Internet Access, and ExpressVPN. And you probably never heard that those VPN services are actually not like competing with each other, but just flooding the market to make sure that you go and use the one of the products of one of those companies. So considering that those companies are centralized VPN services, we cannot be sure and believe their promise that they do not keep logs, or believe their promise that they do not cooperate with the governments or any third parties. So we came up with a solution which is meant to fix that problem, because the current VPN is broken. So the solution is Sentinel blockchain. And what it does, it brings back our privacy for VPN services by making it decentralized. So we took the idea of the Bitcoin, the decentralized money, which is out there for a while, as you know, and we decided to put the same idea behind the VPN services to make sure that we start bringing back our own privacy to our own hands from the very, very low level, from the internet itself, not from the certain services we use on it. So how does exactly Sentinel works? Sentinel is a decentralized network, as I told already. Anyone can spin up their own servers and provide traffic for other users. So basically, let's say that you have your own computer at home, or you run some certain server on a data center, and you have some of a bandwidth remaining, some of a bandwidth you are willing to share with the community. So you can put your own server into the Sentinel network, and there is thousands of users who will be able to use your device as an exit point. As we call it decentralized VPN, it means that there is no center. So there is no certain company as on this list. They cannot identify you. They cannot keep records. They cannot link you to a certain server or something because they don't have any of your identity. And as we see it there, multiple applications can also benefit from the one Sentinel network. So let's say there is a company, Solar Labs, which is my company, which is doing VPN applications. There is a number of other companies which is also being building on top of Sentinel. And all of those companies are consuming the benefits of Sentinel blockchain by giving users a fair choice of which servers he would like to use, how he would like to be connected, which protocols he would like to choose, and more. To connect to the VPN using decentralized VPN network Sentinel, you don't need to enter your credit card details. You don't need to create an account. You don't need to buy a subscription or something. You just use an anonymous wallet on the DVPN network, and you just top it up with tokens from any other exchange or decentralized exchange or any other method you can use. And there is no way for providers to actually know who you are and how do you use your VPN. So as I told, that there is a possibility for us to also use this network. So that's why we came up with our own VPN application. It's called SolarDVPN. I'll give a link for download of this application at the end of the at the end of my speech. But for now, let's talk a bit more about the benefits of a decentralized VPN. So as I can say, we can divide the idea of using VPN services for two areas, two fields. The first one is to make sure we keep it private. For example, we know that there is a certain internet service providers which are trying to track us, to steal our data, sell it somewhere, cooperate with governments on spying on people, and many other things that are happening out there. So we would like to protect ourselves from it. And we're using VPN to encrypt our traffic and make sure that no one ever know what's inside of it. And the second use of VPN services, which can be there, is to combat censorship. And decentralized VPN services are extremely good at it. So unlike the other centralized VPN services, such as NordVPN, ExpressVPN, and many others, those are not really able to withstand censorship in certain countries. For example, in Russia, there is a number of websites which are blocked and cannot be accessed without VPN services. And people started to use VPN services in Russia back in 2018. But since then, government learned a lot about people actually using VPN services. So, yeah, they banned VPN services as well. So NordVPN, ExpressVPN, and many others, old school VPN services, are not available in Russia, and they cannot let you there. So what other choices people have there? Exactly. They can use the VPN service. The VPN service, by its own decentralized nature, cannot be blocked by a certain government. It's like trying to block Bitcoin, pretty useless idea. You cannot do the same way as you do it with a centralized VPN. For example, if government would like to ban, let's say, some centralized VPN service, they will go after the certain company which runs it. They will learn which IP addresses they have, which networks do they use, is there any sort of legal entities or something. They will use it against this VPN server, they will ban it, and they will make sure that you never access it. But with DVPN technologies, with decentralized VPN technology, the situation is totally different. You cannot do the same because there is no legal entity which is behind the servers. There is no certain IP addresses ranges which you can ban. There is no one to go after. So We already operating successfully in some certain countries which have problems of democracy, let's say like that. For example, China, Russia, Iran, and many other countries like that, where internet is not free as it should be. So we can confirm that for now, SolarDVPN successfully provides people with the connectivity to the free world for thousands of users simultaneously. So taking back privacy is not only about services that you use, but also about the way how you get connected to the internet itself. And to start there, by taking back our sovereignty online, you should start by making your connection to the internet really private. And to do so, I really encourage all of you guys to get connected to the decentralized VPN network. There is a beautiful app that we have. You can download it by scanning this QR code, and it's available for all platforms on mobile devices and for some certain desktops. We're kicking out our Windows application next month, and we can't wait to see you using it. So yeah, that's pretty much it from my side, and I appreciate guys you inviting me there. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Give it up. Give it up once again. Yeah. We'll have him. I want to see if he'll take questions with us. Alexander, you still with us? Did he already sign off?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Are you? You ended a little early, so if you want, we got time for a few questions.
Yeah, definitely.
Anybody here have questions about DVPN? If not, I'll start it off. So, tell me this. I noticed on the Solar DVPN channel recently that there was something about being able to use the DVPN through Telegram. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So what we're working on is to make sure that people are actually able to use the VPN not only by using our own apps on the mobile devices, but also through the messenger. So our idea is to create a bot which is capable of letting you connect to the VPN service so you don't have to install any sort of applications on your device. It's still in progress, though, but we believe that we will be able to push it out something like at the end of the next month.
Very cool. So a bot that will help you use the VPN through Telegram. Where is the project at right now? Can people go ahead and go to the website and purchase or download the DVPN and start using it?
Yeah, correct. So if you use our link there, you can download our application or can go to our website, solarlabs.ee, since we are based in Estonia. And it gives you that beautiful application, which I obviously have on my own device. It lets you choose the certain nodes or any continent. There is thousands of them. 1,000 servers are spinned up on the network, and all of them are run by community. It's not some certain company or something. So you can get connected. For example, I can choose Europe, and there is a bunch of countries which are available out there. For example, I can choose, let it be Switzerland, and there is a node of Switzerland available, and you can choose how much amount of data you would like to buy to use that VPN service from Switzerland. And app works on the pay-as-you-go model, so you don't have to buy some subscription, which you probably will not use at some point. You just pay for what you use, pay-as-you-go model we have there. You buy some certain amount of data and you consume it. And comparing to others, since it's decentralized and there is an open competition between those people who are on DVPN nodes, the price of the VPN service is cheaper than any other. You can get connected as cheap as just 1 cent per gigabyte, which is nothing like that available on market.
Wow, that's really awesome. So it's a pay-as-you-go model. You can decide how much data you want to pay for and you want to use. Did I have a question here in the audience? You want to come up here real quick? Let's make it really brief, everybody. John, I know we've got just a couple minutes. We have Parasite up next, who's going to tell us about DarkFi, but we got time to do this. I want you guys to really get to know these tools so we can use them. Here's a question for you, Alexander.
Hey, thanks, Alexander. My name is Rafael. Great project. I have a quick question for you about the actual privacy and security. From my understanding, people are able to install nodes or instances, and then people route through. So, for example, if I install an instance on my internet connection, and then somebody uses that and they do anything illegal, let's say downloads a torrent, which in some countries are illegal, and then my IP provider finds out that it was me, am I responsible for somebody else's actions? How does that work?
Oh, well, that's a great question. Thank you. So it works pretty much the same way as Tor does. So basically, in certain countries, there is such a problem which can get you in trouble if someone uses your IP address to get to the outer web. However, we understand that this is an issue and it should be addressed somehow. So we came up with a solution. And the solution is to have multi-hop connections to the nodes which can be marked as trusted. So for example, if you don't want to let people go to the internet and use your device as an exit point, but you still would like to participate in the Sentinel blockchain, you will be able to spin up your own node and make it one of the nodes in the multi-hop relay network, which will let people go online. So basically, everything that will be sent through your device will be encrypted in and out, and you will be protected from such kind of activity. So it's up to you for decide if you would like to take those risks or not.
All right. Okay, we got one more question here.
Hi, Alex. I'm looking to ditch my Microsoft and go into Linux Mint. Do you support Linux Mint?
Yes, definitely. We recently shipped a great app for both macOS and Linux. We are available for all Linux distros. And actually, you can download it right away on our own website, which I believe showed there, but I will show it one more time. If you scan this QR code, you can download applications for iOS, Android, iPad, Linux, macOS, and Windows coming up right soon, next month. And you can download this application from our website and you can get connected just within a few taps from there.
Are you on the FDroid store?
Not yet, but we are looking forward to get there. Cool. As for now, we are shipping our app through Google Play and APK file if you would like to download one. We are also going Huawei App Gallery to make sure that we are available for this particular sort of devices, because Google Play is obviously not available there. And we would like to push our app to as much markets as possible. So to the end of the year, we will be probably everywhere already.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, brother. Let's give Alexander a warm welcome. A warm round of applause. Thank you for all your work.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community, focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a five-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating five focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4 co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.